Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Son of God. He's the Lord God Almighty and infinitely more. His glory, the only true God's glory, is available on the earth to every person. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, once again, we are in awe of you and we welcome you into this time. I believe with those listening for their needs also that Jesus, you will reveal yourself to them. Amen. Today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Jesus Christ is alive. He's in heaven in glorified flesh, which is just so awesome. He was a man on the earth, but no longer a man. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Savior. He's our Master, our Lord. And to think that the only true God, who Jesus spoke about often, has put everything in Jesus Christ. Everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father God Almighty, the only true God. Amen. It's this glorious eternal revelation. The chief end of man is to know God, the only true God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. Today is Monday. I almost want to do a new series about, tentatively, this series is called Jesus is Alive. You might call it a sub-series because this series continues the glory of the Lord. And everything, when we meet the Holy Spirit, Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, everything in our most holy faith becomes a glorious, eternal revelation. Too wonderful for us. Too wonderful for us to understand. In our natural, definitely, but the Holy Spirit does reveal them. And there's so many of these revelations, for example, that man was born to fellowship with God. He offers that. He offers, it's an unspeakable mystery that God would offer that to mankind. It's that he would, if he offered himself for just one moment, it would be an unspeakable mystery. Yet he offers it for he offers himself for eternity. And this is, well, there's two sides of it, aren't there? There's the celebration. Okay? This short series this week, Jesus is Alive. That's a celebration. Jesus Christ, because he's alive, that's central to our faith. Now, the Holy Spirit has been sent. The Father and Jesus have sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. Amen. Every person can know Jesus Christ fully for eternity. Glory to God. I know that I've already mentioned several revelations in these few minutes, but I want to continue to focus on the glory of the Lord, okay? That's the Lord God Almighty. The only true God has revealed himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Okay? He's available to us because, well, I'll get to that. Man was born to fellowship with him. We don't hear that much. We know that Jesus did not come out and just say that. He did reveal it in Revelation 3:20, and he spoke about the treasure hidden in a field. That's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the glory of the Lord. Okay, now fellowship is mentioned in the letters of in the Gospels. You know, may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. But to think that, well, I want to just continue to proclaim that because, you know, it's just something that's not, we don't hear it a lot. We don't, but to think that God offers that is just incredible. He can offer it because of many, many things, but because Jesus is alive, there's a deep revelation there, an eternal revelation of the fact that Jesus was a man, became a man, lived just like us, died, rose again. The resurrection's the greatest miracle in human history, and ascended to heaven. To think he ascended, you think about these incredible just events. He ascended to heaven in the power of the Holy Spirit. He's in heaven now. And he said, I will come to you. He said, I will pray to the Father. He will send you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. That's God Almighty. Jesus, the Holy Spirit. A believer who knows him, okay, what they have is an unspeakable mystery. Even if they don't fellowship with him. Even if they just stay in the first of four phases. Within this shell of a human body, glory. Okay? Unbelievers, Jesus revealed that their soul, because they are made in God's image, their soul is priceless, eternal. They can give nothing in exchange for their soul. They can have the whole world, everything in it, multiplied times infinity. They could not give that in exchange for their soul. Their soul. They have the potential of having that glory in their spirit person and be saved and live forever. But tragically, most people choose self instead of God. Even in that verse I just presented when Jesus spoke about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, he even said, the world can't receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. Amen. I mean, you realize how fortunate, if you're saved, how blessed and favored and fortunate you are. And then you move into the mysteries of how God chose those who are saved before the foundation of the world. Written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. And a great man of God taught about this and said that should just fill our hearts with such joy and just adoration of our great God. Okay? Now, I want to keep these messages somewhat short, try to really focus on, you know, how in these revelations and truths, so wonderful and glorious, they're too wonderful for us, but the Holy Spirit does reveal them. And the main reason they are so wonderful and glorious is because He Himself, the Lord God Almighty, glorious beyond description, and what humans were created to do and born to do is to know Him and fellowship with Him. How tragic it is that, as I mentioned, most people choose self, but even most believers, we don't go deeper. We miss it, right, in many different ways. We miss out. I want to encourage you, though. There's always this glory. God is merciful. His mercies are new every morning. And we can, so glorious that we can come back to Him no matter where we are. So if you're not saved, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are saved but have gotten away, just come back to Jesus today. He's knocking on the door of every person's heart. So glorious. And He forgives. He forgets. God even forgets our sin. So how do we receive this? It's simple. It's go directly to Him. Seek Him with all your heart. When someone does that, He promises, Jeremiah 29:13, you shall seek me, you shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart. So glorious. And when someone does, that's how, when we find Him, that's how we walk with Him and know Him and experience these glorious revelations, and we go from glory to glory, from hope to hope, faith to faith, life to life to life, one glorious revelation to another is what that means, from glory to glory. I want to finish with one, this is a mystery. I'm going to just try to explain it in as short a time as possible, something I haven't really presented. Okay. A great man of God who's anointed talks about how after his many years of ministry, he now believes that, and he feels like the scriptures are very confirmed, that reveal what's called election, you know, that God has chosen some people before the foundation of the world and other people have not been chosen, and that okay, now on the other, well, and if in our experience we can almost kind of see what he means, you know, how some people they're saved, glory to God, but other people they're apathetic or even hostile to the gospel, and nothing's going to change them. Okay, that, you know, we might, okay, that's one. Now at the same time, this is part of the mystery. Every person has a complete free will and choice. Period. Okay, and now here's this mystery within this. If someone has the anointing and they proclaim the gospel, potentially there's people who could get saved all because of the anointing, the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that saves people, that changes, that gets results, that whereby people get changed, you know, how we change in the Spirit, you might say. Jesus said, it's the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. Nothing. So here's a mystery. If someone has the anointing, the presence of Jesus, and they proclaim the gospel, there are those people who while we might think, oh, they're never going to get saved, they may get saved. And they may make it to heaven and miss hell. Why? Because of the anointing, 100% because of the anointing, okay, and the Holy Spirit. But also, it's because we are the body of Christ, and it's up to a person. These are all mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You understand? I'm hoping that I'm explaining it as clearly as possible. God will only do His work through His people. Now, certainly Jesus Christ at times has come down to earth himself and spoken to people. Okay, we have many confirmations of that. Mary Baxter is an example. Many other people have, you know, we hear of stories today in the Muslim world where Jesus has come to people and spoken to them and they get saved. Well, so somebody could say, oh, well, nope, that's, you say that it's God only does his work through people, but that's Jesus Christ came down. You're wrong. Okay, I am wrong. I'll admit, I'm not into this to debate and try to be right. I just want to present these mysteries. A great woman of God, in one of her teachings, I remember specifically, she said, it to me, it's a great mystery that God would allow us to be part of his work on the earth. And Jesus Christ came to Kenneth Hagin many times. Okay? So many Christians don't like him and say all these bad things about him. Well, you just check out his books and all of his teachings. And Jesus told him at one point, he said, I ask people to do things, they don't do it, and souls are lost. And Jesus was upset about this. Okay? Now, I believe that you're worthy to hear these things. These are glorious mysteries of the kingdom, that God would allow us to be part of his work that he would do. You might say primarily he does his work through his children, his people, the saints, his body on the earth. And that's what I'm saying, that is that some people who previously may not have been gotten saved may get saved. And they, you know, this is just so, it's so important that we continue to just, whatever God's called you to do, continue to do that. You know, pursue the ministry he has for you. He has a ministry for every person. Even if someone has no resources or anything, they can intercede, be an intercessor, pray, and they could have a greater ministry than people who have all the bells and whistles of a ministry. You know, one person with God is a tremendous force. No, the enemy cannot do anything about that. One person with God, someone who, and it almost may be even, you could even turn it to your advantage. You know, here's my point on this, and I'll try to finish with this. Many believers do not have the opportunity to have, you know, the official 501c3 nonprofit ministry and have the office and have staff and raise money and be on television. I mean, it's just very, probably not, most believers don't have that opportunity. Well, someone who does not have those opportunities, it may be even easier for them and to just walk with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Find Jesus, get the anointing every day, walk with him and do exactly what he tells you to do. They don't have all of the bureaucracy that they're dealing with. That's in my ministry here with, you know, I don't talk about my ministry much, but it's a lot of administrative and, you know, dealing with fundraising and taxes, and we've got taxes due now and taxes due, you know, and the admin, you know, the technical side of things, you know, it's so challenging. We've got 7 platforms. We proclaim the gospel, you know, books, teachings, our websites, podcast. I mean, it's so much to deal with. You know, and we're on a very limited budget and cannot outsource most of these things. And to be honest, all of that can distract and keep us from the glory of the Lord. So I just want to encourage you. Glory to God. Thanks for listening. We do need your support, prayer and financial, and please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Thanks.